This is the NedGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hi, my name is Denver Keswell, and I am a senior legal advisor at NedGroup Investments. On the 12th March 2025, the Minister of Finance delivered his long-awaited budget speech. I have looked through some of the proposals that affect financial planning, and these are some of the highlights. On the issue of tax and collective investment schemes, it was encouraging to see that government acknowledged the administrative concerns raised by industry with respect to the fully transparent proposal and confirms that it does not intend to tax all collective investment scheme returns as revenue. They have indicated that consultations will continue in 2025. Interestingly, government did indicate in budget that the projected revenue generated from two-pot withdrawals from retirement funds were more than doubled, coming in at 11.6 billion rand. While some might see this as a win in terms of revenue collection, it does unfortunately mean that many South Africans will now be in a worse financial position at retirement. Once again, asset for share transactions involving collective investment schemes has come under scrutiny. Government has concerns that there are instances in which these transactions allow for tax avoidance, and they have indicated that they will review these transactions. Another interesting development is that National Treasury is looking to levy taxes against retirement fund monies received from offshore retirement funds. They indicate that the current treatment of cross-border retirement funds may result in double non-taxation, particularly where South Africa is granted the taxing right by treaty. Some relief for homeowners is the adjustment of the thresholds of transfer duty by 10% to allow for inflation. Another interesting development is that government intends to publish a consultation paper unlocking institutional funding for infrastructure. It will propose that certain investment vehicles be enabled to facilitate such investments and would offer a flow-through tax regime. They anticipate that further consultations will take place in 2025.
NedGroup Collective Investments is an authorised collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. NedGroup Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit netgroupinvestments.co.za. NedGroup Investments. See money differently.